Hey, coming up on your favorite podcast, it's a quick little podcast from the PGA preview side of things as we take a look at the Valero Texas Open and preview one of my favorite tournaments of the year. It's on the LPGA Tour, the ANA Inspiration. Should be a fun time. We're only going to talk for about 20 minutes because next week's the Masters, and we want to blow out the budget for that. But we want to talk for a little bit today, talk about what we saw last week at the match play, and give you a little bit of a taste of the ANA Inspiration. It's just me today because Ty is injured, which I can't even begin to talk about that one. We're going to have to get him back on next week and really destroy him for it because this injury is beyond comprehension. Hopefully he's feeling better, though, too. So we'll have that. We'll talk a little more. It's the pod. It's next. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's the Tim Anderson Podcast. I'm Tim. And I am flying solo for the next 20-25 minutes. When I don't have Ty, I tend to talk less. I want to just give you a little taste of kind of what we saw for golf last week and what we can look at this week and get a setup for next week, which we're really excited about, obviously. It's the Masters. Ty and I have – we're going to talk about that thing up and down. I'm going to preview the golf course. Going to talk about the tournament in depth. Look at the entire field. It's going to be a fun time next week. So when you listen to next week's pod, I hope you enjoy it. But let's talk a little bit about what we saw first at the match play. Billy Horschel wins the match play. Impressive. Very impressive. Not necessarily on Sunday. The golf wasn't phenomenal on Sunday. But I thought he was really good. Really steady the entire way. And Billy Horschel's played well all year. And it does open up an interesting question about whether or not Billy Horschel, you know, needs to be on that Ryder Cup team. And, you know, every week there's a lot of permutations and a lot of things that kind of change with that Ryder Cup team based on just who wins and based on trends and patterns and things like that. I'm starting to think Billy Horschel needs to be at least considered in that Ryder Cup conversation because he has played really well. Obviously, he was right in the mix at concession when he lost to Morikawa. And here he played well. Like, he stared down a pretty tough draw, won his draw, and ended up kind of walking through this tournament. Beat some really quality players to get all the way to the end. Just a really impressive performance all the way around. Beat Scottie Scheffler in the finals, and I think a lot of people thought this might be Scheffler's coming out party. And he's going to be good. Like, he's got a lot of game, a lot of talent. But, you know, give it to Billy Horschel for standing there and taking down Scheffler when I think everybody kind of was looking at Scheffler thinking this should be Scheffler's time, this should be his tournament, and it's not. Good win for Billy Ho, and we'll see if that translates to success as he gets to Augusta. I'd like to see him play well at Augusta. I think he should. I don't see any reason why he can't play well there. He's a decent putter. He, you know, drives the ball fairly accurately. As long as he can avoid big numbers, I think he's going to be okay. But Billy can pump a big number up there every once in a while, hence the top that you saw in the semifinal match where he topped the ball. But that's Billy Horschel. Like, he's going to do things like that occasionally. You don't see, like, Rory top a ball ever. But Billy Horschel left, you know, he can chunk one every once in a while. He can leave one short. He tops one here and there. Saw that at the year he won the FedEx Cup, I think on that Saturday round at TPC Boston, he hit it like 50 yards short because he chunked it into the hazard. So it's he's an interesting player to watch. I'm a Horschel guy. Some people don't like him. I do like him. I think he's interesting. I think he's got a personality, a little swagger, a little cockiness. I don't mind that. I don't mind a little cockiness every once in a while. And it's another interesting thing. He's another guy that changed equipment after he had his biggest success. He, you know, won the FedEx Cup, I think playing Titleist and whatever. He's not with PXG anymore. Went to PXG, and I think he thought, I mean, clearly for the money, they were paying him well to be a PXG guy. It didn't work out. He didn't. I think he might have won once. He might have won one time under the PXG umbrella. But now that he's not there and he's able to play his own equipment and do whatever he wants, all of a sudden, here you are. You see him creeping back up and being a contender again week in and week out. So good win for Billy Horschel. Some positives. I love the golf course. I still love Austin Country Club. What a fun place for match play. I know that there's some talk that they may not want to keep it there, that the members might be sick and tired of having the pros take over the golf course for the week, that they might want to get back to doing what they do. I'd love to see something come to Austin Country Club and stay there. I know that they're going to switch things around. Obviously, the Honda complained because they got a terrible field this year for the Honda Classic. So that WGC that was at concession this year that's normally in Mexico, that's going to move. And I just wonder what that's going to do. Because, look, there's a great tournament everywhere all the time. So where are you going to sandwich these WGCs in? I'm just not sure. The one in China at the end of the year doesn't get every great player. It gets a lot of good players. It gets a decent field. But I don't know if it gets the dynamite field that the rest of them do because it's in the offseason. It's in December. I like the match play. I think the match play is in a great spot, so I don't want to move the match play. You have the FedEx St. Jude now, which is in the summer. That's going to get a more favorable spot, like in early July. So where do you want to move this WGC where it's not going to get in the way of these other tournaments? And I don't know. I don't know if that means the WGC match play moves away and the Mexico Championship moves somewhere else, moves to a different time. Hard to say right now. So they have to look at that, obviously, think about that, and hopefully they come up with a reasonable solution. I love the golf course, though. It's just a great place. Jordan Spieth played well. Disappointed that he didn't beat Matt Kuchar. He had that match won. A little bit surprising that he didn't pull that off at the end. A little concerned that he didn't make enough putts and didn't necessarily chip it great. Heading into Augusta, what you kind of want to have working is the putter and the wedge. And tee to green, he feels pretty good, he says. I saw that in a recent interview. And he's playing in Texas this week, which I don't know if he's always done that. So I'm interested to see how Spieth plays. But I was encouraged to see that result. Nice performance overall there. John Rahm made a great run. Good to see that as well. A little surprised that we didn't see the quality play from guys like JT, Dustin Johnson, Hovland got shellacked, Finau. Not really a factor. DeChambeau, not really a factor. Kind of surprised by some of that. Some of the big hitters, I don't know if they dig this event, and I'm not saying they're not trying to win, but you do wonder if they're thinking, man, that's like 100 some odd holes of golf we have to potentially play before the Masters, and I'm not sure I dig that. I don't know. I'd like to see that format tweak a little bit. I like the format, but I think I want to see something different. I don't know what. I'd like to maybe see it as a I wouldn't mind it in the match play format, in the format it has. I would like to see the pool play be less. I think I want 9 holes of pool play. 9 hole matches. And then you could play 2 in a day, play 1 the next day, chop that down to some kind of maybe top 32 where the next where 2 guys come out of each bracket. I kind of like that. Where now you can play on Friday, and Friday can be a round of 32 and a sweet 16 on Friday. Saturday gets us, you know, kind of an elite 8, and then we get a final 4 on Sunday. I'm not really sure how you want to do it. There's got to be some options there. I'm just interested to see how that plays itself out. We'll keep an eye on that. Heading in now to this week, the Texas Valero Texas Open. We'll get to my picks shortly. It's TPC San Antonio. I'm actually going to give these to you now because I want to talk a little bit about the ANA Inspiration, which is again one of my favorite tournaments of the year. So let me go quickly. I did win last week in the opposite field FanDuel. Took care of business there with Joel Damon. That's always nice when you pick the winner. Joel Damon wins the event, and he was in my roster, so that was pretty sweet. Good job by Joel Damon, by the way. Great win. And let's take a look now at what we have for the Texas Open tomorrow. Here's my picks. I don't know what Ty's got. I'm sure Ty's got a mythical pick somewhere, but here we go. By the way, Ty, hope you're feeling better, bud. Injured himself playing volleyball, which is just... it's unacceptable. I don't know what more I can say about it other than I'm saddened, I'm depressed, and I'm hoping that Ty feels better shortly. So here's what we got. I'm taking Jordan Spieth in Texas. He's probably not too far from home. I expect he's going to play well. I'm going to take Phil. Phil making the cut at Honda was encouraging to me. Phil likes to play the weekend before the Masters. I think Phil will be focused. I think this is an important tournament for Phil. I think he's going to play well, make the cut. I don't know if he's going to win or be a top 25, but I think he's going to make the cut. I think he's going to be there for the weekend. Zach Johnson is quietly putting together a really nice season. He's made 12 cuts out of 12. I don't know if he's winning. He's not really in contention. I know he'd been in the leaderboard a little bit at Honda, but I think Zach can play well here. This feels like his kind of course, and I think he's a good win player. So would not be surprised if he does a good job here. I'm going to take Honest Abe, Abraham Answer, at 10,900. Again, just a solid player, a guy who makes cuts left and right. Would not be surprised if he breaks through. It's going to happen soon. Like, Abraham Answer is going to win a bunch of events on the PGA Tour. I just feel that. We just got to see when it's going to happen. I'm going to take Harold Varner III. HV3 needs a good week. It has not been an amazing season. He's made 9 of 13 cuts, but he hasn't really been in the mix in a lot of these events. He had 69 points total at the Honda. He had 48 at the Players. He had 58 at the Arnold Palmer. He's just not scoring a ton. I'm hoping he can make a run here and get in contention a little bit. And then I took a flyer on Doug Gim. Gim played well at the Honda. I'd like to think that he can turn around and play okay here. We'll see. So I'm going to go Spieth, Mickelson, Zach Johnson, Abraham Answer, Harold Varner III, Doug Gim for the Valero Texas Open. We'll keep an eye on that. Now, I'm going to put the PGA a little bit on the back burner this week because primetime major championship golf is going to be on my TV starting tomorrow night. The ANA Inspiration at Mission Hills. Awesome LPGA Tour event. People who don't watch LPGA Tour golf, watch this event. It's a great golf course, first of all. It's a little flat, but it's in a beautiful visual there in that kind of that Rancho Mirage or that beautiful mountainside there. It's really awesome. Great visuals. I love their 18th hole, the way they come in at that with that creek in the front and the Poppy's Pond on the side. Kind of that peninsula green. I really like that. It's a great hole to finish on. It's a course that I think favors nobody. Because we've seen long hitters like Brittany Lincecum and Lexi Thompson win, but we've also seen short hitters like Inbee Park and Lydia Ko and last year's champion Miriam Lee win at this event as well. So, I mean, it favors nobody. It's going to be a great event to watch. I really enjoy the LPGA, and I'm really happy. FanDuel doesn't have it, but the other company, DraftKings, they do have LPGA fantasy, so I'm totally making a lineup this week for the ANA Inspiration. Very excited about it. I'll definitely share that with you. Let me just say this, too. Inbee Park won the Kia Classic last week. I swear to you, she is the best putter in the world. Men, woman, doesn't matter. If my life depended on it and I needed somebody to make a 10-footer, I'm calling Inbee Park. Like, that's it. She's the best putter in the world. I venture to guess if there is another one who thinks they're as good as Inbee Park, because they're not. She is far and away the best putter, and she's just got this metronome tempo that I swear if you could copy it and bottle it up and sell it, you could sell it to every amateur hack on the driving range right now. Love Inbee Park. I don't know if she'll win this week, but I like Inbee a lot. I think she's going to play well. Here's who I took this week, though. You get a little less money in the other company's pool, in the DraftKings pool. So here's what I've got. I took Brooke Henderson. She's made 4 of 4 cuts. She's just a machine. That girl makes every cut. She's fun to watch. If Brooke Henderson won every week, I'd be happy. Lydia Ko is actually playing pretty darn good golf. I'm going to take her. She's got 2 top 10s, made 3 out of 3 cuts. Somebody who hasn't played a ton, but I'm just going to put my money on her in a big spot, is Arya Jatanagarn. I think, you know, she's only a few years removed from being the best player in the world. So I got to believe there's a deep run in Arya Jatanagarn somewhere. And I'm hoping it is this week at the ANA Inspiration. I'm going to take Jennifer Kupcho, who is the 12th ranked player already in the Rolex World Rankings. Can you believe that? Like 2 years ago, she's playing at Augusta in the Augusta Women's National, which, by the way, I'm excited to see that. The amateur event for the ladies at Augusta National. Very excited to watch that this weekend. I'm going to try to catch that on Saturday. But Jennifer Kupcho, she's going to break through here and win on the LPGA Tour. Wouldn't be surprised if it's this weekend. Really wouldn't be. Jody Ewert-Shadoff has played, she's just played a million times across the world. She plays a lot in Europe, plays a lot on the LPGA Tour. Wherever there's a golf tournament, she's at, and she's a hell of a player. Great ball striker. And when she gets putting, she's in the mix. So look for her. And I'm going to take a kind of an old veteran here a little bit. She's, you know, I'm impressed by her because I just feel like players of her age tend to just go away, and Angela Stanford's still there. She's still there playing great golf, making a lot of cuts. She's a feast or famine kind of player, but she can get hot in a hurry and make a ton of birdies. So I'm going to take Angela Stanford with my last pick. So Brooke Henderson, Lydia Ko, Ari Jutanagarn, Jennifer Kupcho, Jody Ewert-Shadoff, and Angela Stanford are my picks to win and play well this week at the ANA Inspiration. If I had to pick one, I'll give you two names to keep an eye on that I didn't have on my list, but I think could be a factor. Obviously, you got to put Invy Park in the mix. If she's going to tee it up, she's always going to be a factor. So you got to think about her. But I'm going to give you another one. Yalimi No. I like Yalimi No a lot. She's like 18, 19, plays really well on the West Coast, and she just pops up in these big tournaments all the time. And I would not be surprised if she plays well. Also, keep an eye on Gabby Ruffles, who turned pro like last week. She's a real talent. Went to USC, I think was runner-up this year at the US AM. Would not be surprised if she's in the mix as well. This field's loaded. It's going to be an awesome golf tournament, and we will see who takes the jump into Poppy's Pond at the end. Yes, I love LPGA golf. This is one of my favorite tournaments of the year. So I'll be watching that. Masters is next week with my buddy Ty. Should be funsies. I look forward to it. Couple of small things here at the end that I just wanted to catch up on news-wise. I saw that Tiger Woods has agreed to be in the next PGA 2K game. I'm hopeful that it gets us back closer to what we had when we were watching Tiger Woods golf on the EA package, but I also read that EA is going to come up with a new golf game as well. So I'm very excited here to see what we're going to have for golf games in the future. I have not played this 21 with Thomas on the cover. I want to play it, but I'm intrigued by the Tiger news. The Tiger news has me thinking I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait until we get the Tiger stuff, because usually with Tiger, his name brings such cachet to it. I would not be surprised if other courses jump in and say, yeah, if Tiger's going to be on the game, I want to be back in as well. You recall, like late in the Tiger run on EA, we had everything. We had Augusta, we had Hazeltine, we had Pebble, we had every great golf course playing on the video game, and that's what this game needs to be. PGA needs to figure out how to get every big-time golf course that these guys play on the game somehow, some way. And then they got to have a buttload of unlockable courses. They got to have 50, 60 golf courses on this game. They got to have every big event and every major golf course. Bethpage Black, Hazeltine, Royal Melbourne. You got to have some of those courses like St. Andrews, like Carnoustie. That's when that game will start to become really fun and really challenging, and that's when I look forward to seeing it. So I'm excited to see that Tiger got into that, and I'm interested to see what that's going to look like, because I have not played a golf video game in a couple years, but I want to get back in, and I kind of needed that Tiger presence, so maybe this is the key to that. I look forward to that game. Interesting to see that. DJ withdrew from this tournament, and that's the second time in like 4 weeks he's been a late withdrawal from a tournament. I'm not saying that he's not injured or anything, but I just don't think it's good form. I think at some point, if you commit to play the tournament, you need to play the tournament. And if you don't want to play it, don't play it. But, you know, your agent, something's getting crossed up, and that cannot continue to happen if you're DJ, because eventually it's going to start to drive people crazy. Sponsors are going to be driven crazy. Fans are going to be driven crazy because they want to see DJ. It was just like here at the 3M. Now, we didn't have fans last year at the 3M, but he withdraws after round one. Well, that sucks. You know, that blows. Now, he said he had a back injury and he shot 80 or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I probably believe that's true. But he goes out and he wins 2-3 weeks later. So I just think that it's just when you get all these WDs, it's really tough. Like, it's just, it's really, it's hard on fans, it's hard on sponsors, it's hard to watch the tournament, because having DJ in that field at Texas changes everything. So, I want to see DJ get a handle on these WDs so we don't have as many of these, because that's, it's obnoxious, it's a pain in the ass, and I don't enjoy it. So, tighten it up, DJ. I like seeing you in the field. Obviously, he's going to play at Augusta next week. We're interested to see how that goes. The one piece we got to keep an eye on here is Brooks Koepka, because Brooks said he was going to want to try to play Augusta. But again, when we talked about this last week with Ty, we think that injury might be more severe than we think. Have not heard anything from Brooks Koepka's camp regarding Augusta. I expect to hear something in the next day or two on that, and I wonder what that means. I say this, if Brooks doesn't play next week, I think it confirms what we all kind of thought, that this injury that he has is worse than he is letting on. And I would be very concerned if we see Brooks Koepka much in the next 4 to 5 months, which would be a blow, which would be a real blow. Like I said, a blow to the Ryder Cup team. It'd be a blow to just golf in general, because you'd love to see what he could do at Kiowa for the PGA Championship. So it's a little bit disappointing and a little bit frustrating, and we're going to be waiting patiently for the Brooks Koepka news. I want to see where this goes, so we'll keep an eye on that. Obviously, so much to get to next week for the Masters. We'll have Ty here. We'll see if Ricky gets in the field. Ricky needs to win this week to get into the Masters field. Otherwise, Ricky does not play in the Masters for like the first time in a decade. That'd be very depressing for Ricky Fowler fans if that didn't happen. But this field for the Masters looks like it's going to be locked and loaded. We got a lot of big names in the field. Obviously, not having the cat. And if Koepka doesn't play, that stinks. Having Fowler not there, that stinks. But other than that, you got some guys who are coming in with some form. Spieth playing well. Serge starting to play pretty well. DJ playing well. Morikawa playing well. We'll see how this plays. I look forward to Augusta playing in its natural form in April, where it belongs. Cannot wait for that tournament next week. Should be a good time. All right, we did about 20 minutes there. Nice job, everybody. Pay attention to the golf this week. Go LPGA Tour. It's going to be a fun tournament to watch. Please tune in and give it your full attention this week. And we'll pop back in on the Valero Texas Open. Ty and I will be back next week to preview the Masters and to get that up and running. So until then, you can find us Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, wherever you subscribe. You can also email me at timpodcast1@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Tim Anderson. Till then, keep your head up, and I'll see you next time.